Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 23rd, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Some Zimbabweans say President Robert Mugabe should step down in order to have time with his newly born grandson and other family members.
He should quit now. He must have to go home and relax with his grandchildren.
Some Zimbabwean business people claim that they are being forced to fund ZANU-PF's Million Men March set for Wednesday.
Zimbabwe's cash crisis continues with long queues becoming the order of the day.
And doctors say there's a marked increase in the number of stroke cases in Zimbabwe. Some business people in Mafingo claim that they are being forced by members of the ZANU-PF Youth League to donate money for funding the so-called Million Men March set for Wednesday to show solidarity for 92-year-old President Robert Mugabe. The youth say they want to show the world that there's only one center of power in ZANU-PF, currently hit by factionalism with rival groups, one allegedly led by First Lady Grace Mugabe, fighting for the succession of the Zimbabwean leader who has ruled the country for 36 years. Our correspondent Gandri Maramba reports from Masvingo.
Business people who spoke to Studio 7 said they were not amused about the ZANU-PF youth who have been moving around the city demanding donations in cash and kind, while threatening to take unspecified action against those that are not willing to part with their hard-earned money. Mr. Leonard Jari is one of them.
Some ruling party youths have been moving around the city, forcing us to donate money to fund them to go to Harare for the 1 Million Men March. But the problem is that when we tried to explain that our business is not viable these days, they started threatening us, saying we are anti-ZANU-PF and President Robert Gabriel Mugabe.
A local supermarket owner who declined to be named said he made the donations out of fear that he could be harmed by his ZANU-PF Youth League members.
Currently, the economic hardship is actually facing anyone else, and the businesses are not viable. So when the youth are moving around, we don't know. The elections are around the corner. You'll find out that we'll be in the election mood very soon. So we'll be fearing for our lives and our businesses. So when we donate, it's not really from the heart. It's an issue where you say, what can I do? What else? So they know that things are not well. I'm hardly getting money for salaries and I cannot even do some orders. But people come in and say they want money. I had no option but to just give them.
Another businessman who preferred to be identified only as Black Giza in fear of being victimized said it was painful that they were being forced to fund the Million Men March for a person believed to be responsible for allegedly running down the country.
I'm really surprised with what is going on right now, because these are the very people who are running down the economy, and at the same time they are asking something from us as business people. And the problem with them is they don't even care whether you belong to their party or not. They just need money. But as we look at it right now, the economy is not favorable to anyone. We are actually suffering. We are trying to make ends meet, but then money is not anywhere to be found. We don't know the exact repercussions of all those things.
Some of the business people have been forced to pay up to $2,000 each for the Million Men March. A local youth league member of the ruling party, Talen Chiwange, who is mobilizing youth for the event, claimed that ZANU-PF is not forcing anyone to fork out varying amounts of money, as donors were mostly President Robert Mugabe's sympathizers.
Those people are misinformed. Those people are not telling the truth. No one is being forced. The Million Men March thrust is to show solidarity with our president, our iconic and revolutionary leader, President Robert Gabriel Mugabe, who has been at the helm of this country and has actually done a lot in terms of empowering his people. And that is what we are showing solidarity with. And as young people, we're actually saying, Viva Comrade RG Mugabe, we want to move forward with you. We want your iconic leadership to actually reign in on us, and the legacy to be with us as young people as well as we move forward.
forward.
The money raised in Mashingo will be used for hiring buses to ferry out youth to the Million Men March in Zimbabwe's capital city, being boycotted by a faction of the ruling party said to be led by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa and backed by wave veterans of the 1970s. Mnangagwa, like First Lady Grace Mugabe, are said to be harboring presidential ambitions, a claim they have repeatedly dismissed as wishful thinking. Some Zimbabweans say the march is a waste of time in the Southern African nation that is currently facing serious social, economic and political problems. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mashingo, this is Gandhi Maramba.
Zimbabwe's cash crisis is worsening with long queues becoming the order of the day. The situation has been worsened by some commercial banks which have decided to cut down automated teller machine withdrawals. Economist Prosper Chitambara of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe says the cash crisis appears to have been fueled by panic withdrawals after the central bank announced recently that it is preparing to introduce bond notes that it says is expected to boost exports. Chitambara says the cash shortages are also affecting businesses that need to transfer money to other countries to pay for goods and services. He tells Studio 7's reporter Jonga Kandemiri that this problem requires drastic measures to fix.
The situation on the ground seems to be going from bad to worse. A number of banks have actually imposed withdrawal limits actually on ATM withdrawals of, in some cases, $100, $200 or $300. So I think that just goes to reflect the palace state of the liquidity situation. So yes, things are not very good. And I think it's exacerbated by the announcement by government to introduce bond notes, which has eroded confidence within the banking system.
We understand that it is also affecting international money transfers and also mobile banking. How serious is this problem?
It's actually very, very serious, because even for businesses or individuals that are trying to transfer monies outside the country for payments, I think it's even taking an inordinately huge amount of time. So I think that also is a reflection of the liquidity situation. But as I said, I think the major problem is to do with, number one, a lack of confidence has affected deposits within the banking system. And also, we are also witnessing a mini banking crisis manifesting through what we call a bank run. I think a number of depositors are withdrawing their monies from the banking system. So I think that has really affected the entire banking system in Zimbabwe. That has actually exacerbated the liquidity situation. Also, government revenues for the first quarter, actually, they declined quite significantly.
That was economist Prosper Chitambara of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe, speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri from Harare.
Young people out there, are you concerned about the many issues that affect you and Zimbabweans in general? Rise to the occasion. Make an impact. Let your voice be heard, and let's get talking on The Connection.
We cover a range of issues that affect young people.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And we are the hosts for your number one youth forum, The Connection. Join us tomorrow as we discuss the Million Man March expected to be held on Wednesday in Harare.
To get involved, send us a message with the hashtag TheConnection on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
Some Zimbabweans have called on President Robert Mugabe to step down so that he can have quality time with his family following the birth of his first grandson. Reporter Thomas Chiripasi spoke to some people in the streets of Harare and filed this report.
President Robert Mugabe at the weekend had his first sight on his grandson, Simbanashe Chikore, in Singapore, sired by his daughter Bona and son-in-law Simba Chikore last month. Some Zimbabweans said they had nothing to do with Simbanashe as they are struggling to make ends meet due to the current economic crisis in the country. Some of them instead urged the president to step down to allow a new crop of leaders to run the country and revitalize the economy. One such resident is Glenview resident Fabian Gwaunza, who says this would give Mr. Mugabe, who has ruled Zimbabwe since independence in 1980, ample time to be with his family, including Simbanashe.
He should quit now. He must have to go home and relax with his grandchildren.
This was echoed by MDC team member Shakespeare Mukoi, noting that it is unlikely that the president will relinquish power only to be with his grandson and other family members.
If the family is extended, so that will entice him to have more terms in office so that he can keep his family. We don't expect him to retire or resign for any reason.
Mukoi's sentiments were also supported by Highfield resident Rutendo Shambare.
I don't think Mugabe will leave the office now because he's enjoying the dictatorship. So I don't think he will leave the office because he's now a grandfather.
Another Harare resident, Francis Machimbizofa, said the birth of Bona's son would not change Zimbabwe's political misfortunes, adding that there were more pressing bread and butter issues affecting Zimbabweans than to focus on Mr. Mugabe's grandson. But two ZANU-PF activists who refused to have their voices recorded said they are happy that the Mugabes have an additional member of the family. Some people have even questioned whether Simbanashe is a Zimbabwean following his birth outside Zimbabwe. Chapter 3, Section 36, Subsection 2 of Zimbabwe's Constitution stipulates that persons born outside Zimbabwe are Zimbabwean citizens by birth if, when they were born, either of their parents was a Zimbabwean citizen and ordinarily resident in Zimbabwe or working outside Zimbabwe for the state or any international organization. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Thanks, Thomas. We reached ZANU-PF activist Effort Nkomo, who had this to say about Mr. Mugabe's grandson.
From my personal view and from my heart, congratulations are in order. I appreciate and congratulate what the president has in the form of a grandson. We wish more, many, many more of the grandsons.
But there are some who are saying that the president should actually step down. They are claiming that he has ruined the economy and have nothing to do with his grandson. So what can you say about that?
Well, I'm saying in our culture, everything is a blessing. And in so saying that, we hope that admiring and wishing him well and receiving the grandson, that could be a sign of him working towards reviving our economy.
How is that going to work?
As a son of a minister, I must be honest to tell you that miracles happen in this world. What he is doing and what he is receiving could be symptoms of good things to happen in this country.
That was Effort Nkomo, a ZANU-PF activist speaking there with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Zimbabwe's second largest city, Bulawayo.